Welcome to the Gut Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word for you. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Ricardo's here. So would you help me welcome Ricardo to the stage tonight.
Thank you. Well, we're going to miss Gustavo. We're really, you know. But you may be seated. I have a word for you tonight. And I have lots of expectation for what God is going to do tonight. And I don't know how you came to church, but I know God is already here. And I know God is going to do great things tonight. I don't know if you believe that. But He's going to do miracles. He's going to heal some people, and He's going to move in this place, and He's going to do great, great, great things. And I want you to open your Bibles in Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. And we're going to read a couple of verses, and then I'm going to speak to you about our God, the God of the impossible. Our God, the God of the impossible. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, the Bible says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. And Moses answered the people of God's church, do not be afraid. And stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. And the Egyptians you see today, you will never, never, never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you need only to be still. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to do miracles tonight. I ask you, Lord, to remind us that you are our God, the God of the impossible, the God of impossibilities. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, and everybody says, amen. And I want to speak just for a couple of minutes, because after I preach this, we're going to pray for all of you. We were talking with Pastor, and we said, we're going to pray for everything that moves in this building tonight. So if there is something that you're going through tonight, I have good news. This is your night. This is the night for your miracle. This is the night for your breakthrough. This is the night where God is going to do something in your life, because you came here with expectation in your heart, and God will answer your prayer. God will answer your cry. See, the Bible says that the people of Israel cried for years. They cried to God because they were slaves in Egypt. For many years, they were, you know, the slaves, and they were mistreated, and they didn't want to be there. So one day, they cried to the Lord, and the Bible says that God heard their cry. Because how many of you know tonight that when you cry to God, He listens to our prayers? He knows what you're going through. He knows what is happening to you right now, how you came to church, what's going on in your family. He knows everything that is happening to you. And not only He knows that, but He has an answer for your problem as well. He has a miracle for you as well. He will come through as well. And one day he said, you know what? I heard the cry of my people, and I've decided that I'm going to take them out of Egypt, and I'm going to take them to the promised land. And I love that about God, that not only God, you know, take us out of slavery, but he take us to a place where he's going to bless us, where he's going to give us great things, where he's going to do the things that you ever dream in your life. You know, he didn't only take the people of Israel from Egypt and put them in another place, but they took all of them to the promised land. That was a land full of blessing for his people. Because when God takes you out of Egypt, he always has a promised land ready for your life. So I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you've been in Egypt for many years. Maybe you are fighting right now in Egypt. I have good news for all of you. God is going to take you out of Egypt, and not only out of Egypt, but he's going to take you to your promised land. He's going to take you to a place where he's going to bless you, where he's going to prosper you, where he's going to give you all the desires of your heart. Because that's the God that we serve, the God of the impossible. And the Bible says that they came out of Egypt. They went through the desert. And when they were going to the promised land, they faced an impossibility. Because when God takes you out of Egypt to your promised land, you're always going to face impossibilities. You're always going to have to go through something. There are always, you know, the word process in Christian life. Not everything is easy, but we know he is with us. And he's going to help us in our journey to our promised land. And the Bible says that they were going through the desert. And one day they were in front of the Red Sea, and they didn't know what to do. And I'm glad they didn't know what to do, because God told them that he was going to take them to the promised land, and the glory was for God and not for them. And when they were facing that impossibility, they cried out to God. And they say, why did you take us out of Egypt? It's like when we start coming to church as new Christians, you know, everything is great. Everything is good. You know, God is doing great things for us. And we are so excited. And we start our journey with the Lord. And in that journey, we're going to face impossibilities. We're going to face problems. We're going to face circumstances that we were not expecting. We're going to get sick. We're going to have problems in our family. We're going to go through things that we never expected. But when that happens, I have good news. God will make a way, and he will take us to our promised land. He will answer our prayer. He will do a miracle in our lives, because he is the one who took us out of Egypt, and he is not going to leave us in the desert for us to die. How many of you believe that and worship God because he is a good God? And the people of Israel came to Moses, and they said, Moses, why? Why did you take us out of Egypt? And Moses answered the people with this powerful word that I want to give you tonight. God's church, listen to this. When you are facing an impossibility in your life, the first thing that you need to do is to not be afraid. Because fear is the devil's weapon against Christians. And when you are facing an impossibility in your life, the devil try to destroy your life with fear. And he wants you to think that everything is over, that your family is done, that your wife is gone, that your husband is gone and he will never come back. And the devil start telling you those lies in your mind and in your heart. And if you believe those lies, that will be the end of your story. But if you obey the word of God tonight, and when the impossibility comes to your life, and you're not be afraid, then God will make a way and he will take you to your promised land. So the first thing I want to tell you tonight, do not be afraid. Take fear out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your life. Do not be afraid, because he is with us and he will fight for us. The second thing that I want to tell you is, stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm. You know, God brought you to this church because there is a purpose for you in this church. Because in this place, God is going to bless you. This is where you're going to bear fruit in your spiritual life. This is the place that God chose for you to be here. I have a prophetic word for all of you, very profound. If God brought you here, it's because he wanted you to be here. In other words, if you are here, don't try to go somewhere else. Stand firm. Stay here. There is something powerful about just staying in the place where God put you. Be consistent. Keep coming to the services. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving God. Keep worshiping him. Keep doing what you're doing, and he will make a way. I am here tonight because my mother prayed for me for almost 13 years. I was a drug addict in the streets of San Salvador, El Salvador, Central America. Some of you don't even know where that country is. It's just a very small country in Central America. And I was a drug addict. But I had a secret in my life. I had a mother who knew God, our God, the God of the impossibilities, the God of the impossible. And she knew that God. So every morning she would go on her knees and say, God, I declare that my son one day, he will know you. He will be a pastor. He will serve you. And for 13 years, she never quit. She always believed in God, the God of the impossible. In those 13 years, a lot of things happened to me. You know, things were very bad, but she still believed in God, our God, the God of the impossible. And I'm here to tell you, parents, if you're praying for your kids, if you're praying for your children tonight, if your children are far away from God, I have a word for you. Keep praying for them. Keep insisting. Keep doing what you're doing, because one day you're going to see them coming through those doors saying, God, I'm tired of the world. I want you in my life. I want you. So don't quit. Keep doing it. Keep praying. Keep calling their names, because they will serve the Lord. Stand firm. Do not be afraid. And listen what it says. This is what God is telling us today. He said, and you will see the deliverance. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The sickness that is bothering you tonight, you will never see again. The enemies that are coming after you, you will never see them again. The problems that you're facing tonight, you will never see them again. Everything that is attacking you, You will never see it again if you believe that our God that is here in this building is the God of the impossible, and He has a miracle for you tonight. Not tomorrow, no next week, but I'm saying tonight, God can do it, and He will do it if you believe that He is the God of the impossible. The Lord will fight for you. You know what that means? That means it's not your battle. That means God is fighting for you. And you know what? He never lost a battle. He always wins. So we know the end of the story. You know what is the end of the story? We win. We win. We win. You will win in Jesus' name. The Lord will fight for you. It's not your battle. It's God's battle. It's His war. And He's helping you. And He's fighting for you. That's our God, the God of the impossible. Sometimes we forget that we serve our God, the God of the impossible. The Bible says that there is nothing, nothing impossible for God. And you know what that word nothing means in the original? It means nothing. What are you going through tonight? What the doctor said tonight? What people told you out there? What is your boss telling you? What is your family going through? There is nothing. I said there is nothing. There is nothing impossible for God. No hay nada imposible para Dios. There is nothing impossible for God. And He is here tonight. And you have the opportunity to call on His name and ask Him to do what you need Him to do. The Lord will fight for you, and you will see the deliverance that He will bring to the people of Israel. You know, 2 years ago, I faced one of the most horrible seasons in my life. I was preaching in Mexico City with another pastor, and I was feeling very sick. And I told my friend, I said, "Pastor, I'm going to go to El Salvador. I'm from El Salvador, I told you. I need to see what's going on in my body. I feel sick." And I went to my country, went to a doctor's appointment. The doctor told me, "Let's do, you know, a colonoscopy." And I said, "Okay, how do you do that, you know?" So she told me, "How do you do a colonoscopy?" And after 20 minutes, I woke up. And the doctor told me, "Pastor, we have bad news for you." I said, "Well, I mean, I know. I need to lose weight." She said, no. "Worse than that." I said, "Well, tell me." She said, "We found a tumor in your body, and you have cancer. And your cancer is stage 4. And if you know about cancer, you know that means you're going to die pretty soon." I remember, you know, when she told me that, it was like the lights of the world went off. And I started thinking about my wife. I have 4 kids. I have a 3-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl. I have a dog. I have a little fish. And I was thinking about all of them, you know, what's going to happen with them? I said, this is not possible. Are you sure? She said, "Yes. We need to do something pretty quick. And I said, let me go back to my hotel room and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I mean, tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. And I remember I went to my hotel room and I went on my knees. And I said, Lord, I mean, I've been saved for 21 years. You took me out of the streets. I was a drug addict. I was a nobody. And you gave me hope. You gave me hope. You gave me a purpose. You took me to places that I never dreamed before. You did things in my life that I never dreamed before. I, you know, traveled the world. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm ready to go. If this is your will. But I have 4 kids. I have a wife. And I think they need me. And I said, I don't receive this sickness in my body. But I learned something. Because, you know, sometimes we're so used to always, you know, ask for God for a miracle. And we love God for the miracle that we receive. But that day I learned to love God with miracle or without miracle. Because I love him not for what he gives me, but because who he is. And I, you know, right there in that hotel room on my knees, I said, Lord, give me one chance. If I have to go through this, if I got to go through chemo and radiation, I'm going to do it. But I ask you 2 things. The first one is, I don't want my wife and my kids to see me laying on a bed, just miserable, you know, sick, and feeling sorry for me. I don't want that. And the second thing, I don't want to stop preaching your word. And I stood up, had a meeting with the doctors. They told me you're going to do this amount of radiation, this amount of this, you know, and we found something else, you know, inside of you. And it's bad, you know, there's not too much hope. And I said, I'm not sick. You don't understand. I don't receive this. I'm going to go through this because you're the doctors. But I know God is going to give me the victory. And a long story short, I'm done. I went through chemo, radiation. And I used to go to chemo in the morning for 4 hours. And at night, the same day, I will go to the gym and run 45 minutes. I know I don't look like, you know, I run 45 minutes, but yes, trust me. And people will tell me, what are you doing here? Doctors will tell me, Ricardo, you can't do this. You know, you should feel weak. And I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not sick. God is giving me another chance. And this will be for his glory. Because the God that I serve is the God of the impossible. And they will say, no, 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 you can't do this. I said, yes, I will do it this way. This is my way. I've decided to do it like this. And I went through the process, you know, and after that, they did another colonoscopy. And they told me, well, there is something, you know, that is happening inside of you, and we don't know what it is. I said, what happened? And she said, well, we can't find the tumor anymore. And you're supposed to go through surgery after all this treatment for us to remove the tumor. And we can't find it. But we still need to, you know, you need to go through surgery. And my wife, you know, she was praying. We were praying and asking God for direction. And my wife told me, she said, it's done. I said, what? No, it's done. You don't have to go through surgery. God spoke to me tonight, and he told me that the miracle is done. And I'm here to tell you 2 years after that I am completely healed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah! He is our God, the God of the impossible. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what the doctor told you. But I'm here to tell you that our God is the God of the impossible. He did it with me. He can do it with you. And you don't have to wait. It can happen tonight, right now, right here, in the name of Jesus. I'm done. And then Moses went to the Lord and he said, Lord, what am I going to do? And God told Moses, why are you crying to me? In other words, Moses, it's not time to pray. It's time to move on. Sometimes we are so spiritual that we need to pray for everything when God already gave us the green light to move on. He already told the people of Israel that they were going to the other side. And he said, Moses, what do you have in your hands? He said, I have my stick right here, Lord. That's what I'm going to use to take you to the other side. What do you have in your hands tonight? Whatever you have is what God is going to use to take you to the other side. You already have what you need for your healing. You already have what you need for your miracle. You already have what you need to open that business. You already have what you need to do what God told you that he was going to do with you. God already gave you the resources that you need to go to your promised land. So tonight, I encourage you, come on, move on, move on, move on. In the name of Jesus, move on, and you will conquer your promised land. Stand up with me tonight, please. Our God, the God of the impossible, he is our God, the God of the impossible.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.